This is the Microsoft Manual of Style, 4th edition, Chapter 1, Microsoft Style and Voice. Style guidelines help make Microsoft products and services easier to understand and inspiring to use by establishing a consistent voice. In addition to providing technically accurate information, we want to convey our trustworthiness, responsibility, empathy, and passion. Style is not just what we say to our users, it's how we say it. An essential aspect of style is establishing a consistent and friendly voice. Our voice represents the way Microsoft products, services, tools, and content speak to our users. Even though the content we produce varies widely depending on audience, subject matter, and intent, it's important that it share a consistent, recognizable voice. Whether we are writing an SDK, producing a video for a consumer audience, or crafting a Twitter post, a unified voice is critical for creating a relationship of trust and engagement with our users. All the content we create should convey the same values, regardless of the writer, subject, or medium. Using consistent rhetorical approaches can help establish and unify our voice. This chapter offers style guidelines that you can use to make our messages more effective. Speaking of messages, users, I am your style guide. Principles of Microsoft Style. The following sections highlight some of the principles of Microsoft Style that help us achieve a consistent voice in our content. Consistency. Consistent terminology promotes learning technical concepts and a better understanding of them. Inconsistency in terminology forces users and translators to figure out whether different words and actions mean the same thing, which leads to confusion. Using consistent terminology can also decrease translation and localization costs. Examples of inconsistent technology include the following: switch, toggle, start, launch, boot, and burn, copy. Consistent syntax helps set users' expectations. When users see the same type of information consistently expressed in the same syntactic structure, they know what to expect, and this makes content easier for them to understand. Use the same syntactic structures for things like introducing and writing procedures, guiding the user through the user interface, and for cross-referencing. Consistent formatting reduces ambiguity. Consistent formatting reduces ambiguity and increases a user's ability to scan our content quickly and with confidence. Our user shouldn't have to wonder what italic or bold formatting indicates in any given document. Attitude. Be inspirational. Emphasize what users can accomplish rather than what they can't. Inspiring users is an important part of helping them realize their potential. We must help our users solve their problems, but we can also help them create opportunities by using our products and services in ways that they hadn't thought of before. Microsoft Style. You can add a personal touch to your computer by changing the computer's theme, color, sounds, desktop background, screensaver, font size, and user account picture. Be responsible. We have responsibilities beyond being a producer of great software. We think about how our products will be perceived. We shouldn't dictate. Microsoft Style. Free technical support is available when you register with Microsoft. Not Microsoft Style. You must register with Microsoft to receive free technical support. Be empathetic. We understand the needs of our users, and we see meeting their needs as being in both our interests. We're more focused on helping users perform tasks and solving problems than on describing product or service features. Our content should strive to answer the questions, "How do I do X?" and "What do I need before I do X?" Rather than communicating, "Let me tell you all about this product." Microsoft Style. To add messaging capabilities to your client application, you can use the simple MAPI functions. The topics in this section cover the things that a simple MAPI client needs to implement, such as the following: initializing your client, creating messages, managing attachments. Not Microsoft Style. This overview describes simple MAPI functionality. It lists the areas necessary to add messaging capabilities to the client application. Be polite, supportive, and encouraging. The user should never feel condescended to, blamed, or intimidated. Microsoft Style. This file is protected and can't be deleted without specific permission. Not Microsoft Style. Can't delete new text document. Access is denied. Don't minimize complexity. Avoid overusing subjective terms such as easy, fun, fast, and so on. If we say something is easy and the user finds it hard, we've risked alienating them. Being told over and over how easy and fun something is can lead to distrust. Instead, demonstrate that something is easy or fun, Microsoft style. Plug in your device to launch the wizard and then follow the steps. Not Microsoft style. Nothing could be faster or easier. Just plug in your device. Don't imply omniscience. Don't assume that you know how someone is feeling. If there's potential concern, you can anticipate and address it. Microsoft style. Your files are automatically backed up before installation. Not Microsoft style. Don't worry about losing data. It's backed up beforehand. Use please and thank you judiciously. Avoid please except in situations where the user is asked to do something inconvenient or the software is to blame for the situation. Use thank you when users have provided information that's difficult or inconvenient to collect. Microsoft style. Click next. You are disconnected from the network. Please re-enter your password. Thank you for submitting a request. Please allow 2 days to process your request. Not Microsoft style. Please click next to continue. Please select an option. Please wait. Use sorry only in error messages that result in serious problems for the user. Serious problems include situations where data loss occurs, when the user can't continue to use the computer, when the user must get help from a technical representative, or when a service or product fails. Don't use sorry if the problem occurred during the normal functioning of the program, such as when the user needs to wait for a network connection to be found. Microsoft style. We're sorry, but we detected the problem, and your PC was shut down to protect your files and other data. Sorry, the service isn't available right now. Sorry, the publishing wizard couldn't start. Please try again later. Don't try to be funny. Jokes, slang, and sarcasm are context-specific and hard to translate and localize. What's funny to you might be offensive or alienate some portion of your audience, so it's best to avoid these rhetorical approaches. Use everyday words when you can, and avoid formal language that you wouldn't use when speaking to someone in person. This guideline is specifically important if you're explaining a complex technical concept or action. Imagine looking over a user's shoulder and explaining how to accomplish the task. Microsoft style. Follow these steps to change your password. Not Microsoft style. Use this procedure to change your password. Use short, plain words as much as possible. Shorter words are more conversational, save space on screen, and are easier to scan. Plain words are often easier for non-native English speakers and can reduce translation and localization costs. Microsoft style. This section also shows you digital cameras use tiny microchips. Not Microsoft style. In addition, this section shows you digital cameras use tiny microchips. Don't invent words or apply new meanings to standard words. Assume that users are more familiar with a word's established meaning than with a special meaning given to it by the technology industry. When an industry term is required, provide an in-context definition. Avoid jargon, but remember that some expressions specific to computer use, such as hacker, are already part of everyday speech. Microsoft style. Use a real verb like categorize or group. Not Microsoft style. Don't create a fake verb like bucketize from the noun bucket. Don't make generalizations about people, countries, regions, and cultures, especially if the generalizations could be considered derogatory, and avoid culturally sensitive terms. Military terms and analogies, some sports terms, as well as terms that reflect a U.S. worldview, can offend worldwide users. Microsoft style. Master, subordinate, coworker, colleague, perimeter, network, stop responding. Not Microsoft style. Master, slave, collaborator, demilitarized zone, DMZ, and hang. Omit needless words. Don't use two or three words when one will do. Microsoft style. Follow these steps to change your password. Not Microsoft style. Follow these steps in order to change your password. Omit unnecessary adverbs. Microsoft style. It isn't difficult to change your password. Not Microsoft style. It isn't terribly difficult to change your password. Choose words with a clear meaning. Microsoft style. Because you created the table, you can make changes to it. Keep your firewall turned on, because turning it off could create a security risk. Not Microsoft style. Since you've created the table, you can make changes to it. Keep your firewall turned on, as turning it off could create a security risk. Use context to reduce ambiguity. Some words can be read as both verbs and nouns, such as file, post, input, screen, record, report, and map. When using these terms, ensure that a context and sentence structure reduce ambiguity. Use words accurately and consistently. Use words as they're defined in the dictionary or in your project style sheet. Use one term to represent one concept and use terms consistently. This guideline is particularly important for technical terms, but it also applies to other words. Although the use of synonyms may be more interesting to read, users may assume that your choice of a different word indicates a subtle distinction. Microsoft style, setup operating units, a significant number of people across the website monthly. Not Microsoft style, setup operating units, a significant amount of people across the website monthly. Use single word verbs over multiple word verbs. Microsoft style, when you lock your computer. Not Microsoft style, when you lock down your computer. Don't convert verbs to nouns and nouns to verbs. Microsoft style, to protect your computer with a password. To connect, open the invitation. Not Microsoft style, to password protect your computer. To establish connectivity, open the invite. Sentence structure and grammatical choices. Because users scan text, make every word count. Concise, simple sentences and paragraphs save space and can be the most effective means of conveying important ideas and actions. But you have to use your best judgment. Make sentences tight, but not so tight that the tone seems abrupt and unfriendly. For more information about structuring content, see Content for the Web. Use parallelism. Using parallel structures makes content easier to read and more predictable. For more information, see parallelism. Use present tense. In technical writing, present tense is easier to read than past or future tense. Simple verbs are easier to read and understand than complex verbs, such as verbs in the progressive or perfect tense. Microsoft style. Although the system is reliable, you should save important messages. The next section describes how to write an object-oriented program. Not Microsoft style. Although the system has proven to be unreliable, you should save important messages. The next section will describe how to write an object-oriented program. For more information, see Verbs and Verb Forms, Chapter 8. In general, use active voice. Active voice emphasizes the person or thing performing the action. It's more direct than passive voice, which can be confusing or sound formal. Microsoft style. You can arrange icons in alphabetical order. When you plug in any laptop. Not Microsoft style. Icons can be arranged by name in alphabetical order. When a laptop is plugged in, for more information, see Voice, Chapter 8.
Paperback Writer. Yeah.